Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Ariel. Hey Ariel, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so you don't miss out on a single one of our daily stories. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Ariel was playing in her backyard with Bubbles. Do you guys like to play with Bubbles like I do? Yes, Bubbles are so cool. There's so many different ways to make bubbles. Like, you can do like the normal kind with the stick and that little hoop that you blow through, or you can get a big tub of bubble juice and make a hanger and turn it into a bubble wand. And oh my goodness, there's so many cool ways to make giant bubbles, and there's even different kinds of bubble juice. Well, Ariel was doing some science experiments with her bubble juice and was trying to work on the strongest bubble solution. Isn't it kind of frustrating when you make a bubble and it pops? Like, don't you wish you could just like catch it, or like that it could float all the way to space? Yeah, Ariel wished for the same thing. And so that's what she was working on. She was working on a really interesting concoction of ingredients. And so she was testing a whole bunch of different ways to see which one would make the strongest bubble that would make it all the way to space. All right, I've tried that way and it didn't work. And I just got to see what these three do. She had set up a whole bunch of different experiments, and that's a really good way to do it. If you want to test a whole bunch of different methods, you do them all at the same time, and then you see which one is the best. And then you learn from that one and make it better and better and better. And so Ariel had worked on this all week long, and finally, this was her moment. As she picked up the final bucket of bubble juice solution, she waved her wand through the bubble juice and put it into the air, and with one mighty blow, she blew a bubble and off it sailed. Higher and higher it went. This one was big. It was bigger than most of the bubbles that she'd made. It was about the size of a watermelon, and it was going higher and higher. It had sailed taller than her house, taller than the trees, and I think it's headed for space. She grabbed her binoculars, and sure enough, there it went, past the clouds, and it's headed for the moon! Yes! Ariel had done it. She had invented some kind of magical bubble that I don't think it pops, and it just keeps floating and floating forever. She had to call it into HQ to let them know. HQ, HQ, come in, over, this is Ariel!
Ariel, it's great to hear from you. How's your experiments going?
They're going awesome. You won't even believe it, but I think I just discovered the strongest bubble. She went on to tell HQ all about her findings and even sent the instructions of how to build it.
Ariel, this is absolutely amazing. What you've done is pushed us forward in the bubble community hundreds of years. No one could have imagined that this was ever possible. But because of you, we have an important mission. You see, we found one of Dr. Stinky Breath's secret labs, and we want you to fill it and maybe underneath it with your magical bubbles. And hopefully the bubbles will lift the secret lab into space and it will be gone forever.
We'll send you the coordinates, over and out.
I can't believe this. They already want to use my magical bubbles? This is awesome. Ariel ran upstairs to grab all of her spy gear.
She had been preparing and practicing for this very moment for a very long time. She grabbed all her gear, and then the message arrived with the coordinates for the location of the secret lab. It was not very far, but she still had to put on her jetpack and zoom off. She grabbed a bottle of her magic bubble juice, put it in her bag, put on her jetpack, and blasted off. She even had a bubble maker machine to automate the bubble making process. That would make it a lot easier. She was zooming through the clouds. She remembered that Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are always on the lookout, so she had to find a way to sneak in. This secret lab was way up north, in Wisconsin, I think. And it was way up by, what's that lake called? Oh, Lake Superior. Yes, that's right. And this secret location was right on the edge of Lake Superior, on a beach. All right, I think that's where it is. As Ariel came down from the clouds, she had to go through the forest so that the purple ninjas wouldn't see her. She walked through the forest using her spy skills. She had to stay very quiet.
All right, I see it. I think, all right, there, that looks like a great place to put the bubbles. Ariel snuck closer and closer to the secret lab. There was kind of like a little door that I think it was like a basement underneath the secret lab. That looked like a great place to put all the bubbles. As she carefully opened the door and snuck down inside, it was very dusty. It was clear that Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas never came down here. And it looks like this is where they dumped all their garbage. Ugh, this is terrible. Super stinky. Oh, I guess that makes sense if Dr. Stinky Breath's lab. Yep, it's probably always stinky. As Ariel turned on the bubble machine, it started pouring out all these ginormous, very strong bubbles. All right, I gotta get out of here so I don't go into space. All right, good luck, bubble machine. I believe in you. As Ariel crawled out of the door, she heard the purple ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath arriving.
All right, boss, that was a very fun swim around the lake, but I think we should get back to work.
Yes, I love to swim around here. Hey, what is that sound? Do you hear that? Is that somebody's tummy grumbling, or what is going on?
The sound that they were hearing was the secret lab starting to lift off the ground. And the purple ninjas were the first ones to see it.
Boss, I think the lab is starting to float into the sky.
Purple ninjas, I don't like when you tease me. What are you talking about?
There it goes.
Boss.
And just then, the secret lab floated right over their noses.
What is going on? Purple ninjas, get it, quick!
But the bubbles were too strong and too fast. The faster the bubbles poured out of the bubble machine, the faster the secret lab floated higher and higher. It was way out of reach, and the purple ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath were left empty-handed. All their terrible gear was gone. Well, it's headed for space. I don't know how they're going to get it, but Ariel has saved the day! Great job, Ariel! You got rid of another one of our secret stinky labs, and you've helped a lot of our team. Great job, and fantastic job discovering this super strong bubble maker. We'll see you next time on our next adventure. Bye!
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and so you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutout. folks. I want to say hey to Vinny and Emery from Arlington, Massachusetts, Waylon from Heartland, Connecticut, Abby from Michigan, Nadia and Max from Vancouver, BC, Weston and Joel from Canton, Georgia, and Roberto from Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kitchener Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!